We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe to Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 at WIP. Great to be with you on this Wednesday morning. A better looking day throughout the Delaware Valley than we had yesterday. Obviously, still some traffic issues, though, stemming from all the storming that happened yesterday. But it's great to be with you today, and it's a big day for the Phils. It really is. At 1-3, they enter play today at Citizens Bank Park, back home for the first time in a while, with a doubleheader against the New York Yankees. We'll get into that. Obviously, two games you can hear right here on WIP later on today. An afternoon game, a night game. We got a Sixers-Wizards game today as well. Flyers play tomorrow. Eagles in training camp, a lot to hit. And we'll do so all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494 on a busy time in Philadelphia sports, intersection of all four teams. Again, at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe, I don't remember if I told you this before. It is the – I think you said he was the greatest actor of all time, Charlie Chaplin.
I mean, I think there's a really good chance he was. He did it without talking.
That's right.
I mean, John, could you imagine –
But did I – okay, let's not get into it.
What?
Did I tell you that Charlie Chaplin actually won third place in a Charlie Chaplin look-alike contest?
No, that's good, man. No. I have not heard that, and I like that. That's
amazing.
That is good stuff. It is. All right, 215-592-9494. John, it's a big day for the Phils. They send their two best pitchers to the mound today. In the afternoon game, it'll be the new acquisition, Zach Wheeler. Later on tonight, it'll be Aaron Nola. We got about a half an hour off in between the first game and the second game. They don't have to clear out any fans. This isn't, hey, let's bring in the fans, have a game, get them all out of here. We'll wait a couple hours. We'll get another gate of fans in late. No, it's none of that. What it is, though, John, is two games that are important. Because in a season designed for 60 games, where there's a great chance the Phillies will play less than 60 games, with a 1-3 record out of the gate, and now the New York Yankees, obviously the team of teams historically in baseball, and they look great again. And we saw two nights ago when they outclassed the Phillies. John, this is a big day. This is a big day for the Phillies, because the last thing you want from a Phillies standpoint is to wake up tomorrow and know that the Phillies are 1-5. This is a big day. And look, we'll get into it at 215-592-9494. You got Wheeler, you got Nola, and you got the need for wins.
It's a huge day. The thing that sinks in the pit of my stomach, and I just can't get around this feeling, I overrated Joe Girardi. I expected him to work magic where magic is not even available due to a roster that is so far below the MLB standard. I don't even think you can put it into words. I'm not sure. Like, I know Joe Girardi is a seemingly very intelligent interpersonally, you know, very
no question about
gifted
it. No question.
At yep. communicating to his players. He's way ahead of what we just had here in town managerially along those lines. But I somehow thought like Joe Girardi was the biggest addition of the offseason and that he would fix everything else. And I'm seeing now that Joe Girardi's decision making.
What the hell's going on? Well, you know what? I got to tell you.
Hold on.
That was kind of apropos.
Got a little bit. Yeah.
So we get just. By the way, full disclosure. We have motion for James Seltzer today. Now the irony is he made his first mistake. Matter of fact, it was his second mistake. His first mistake was he cut off our intro music about 8 seconds into the song when he should know by now to play it for 25-30 seconds. That was mistake number one. Mistake number two was 4 minutes into the show when a drop aired. But I will say, to his credit, it was kind of apropos because a lot of us as Phillies fans right now are wondering what the hell is going on
right now. I got stumped right there because I was going to try to work that in, and then I failed at that. Okay. So my bad.
Okay.
Joe Girardi has not been able to look like Joe Girardi. That's very clear. I expected this Phillies team to, you know, have its shortcomings because of we knew about the pitching thing and the lack of relievers and that stuff. But I felt like he and his staff, especially Girardi and Brian Price, the pitching coach, could figure out ways to fix these pitchers and make it seem like they were better than they really are.
And that has not happened.
It has not happened.
No,
and conversely, I mean, it feels like things have gotten worse in some cases. You know, like we have worse pitchers on the mound than I can remember seeing under our last guy, Gabe Kapler.
Technically, they do because they got these 30-man rosters. So you got these random guys.
But that's part of the problem. Girardi's picking these guys. Like game one, remember, like Ramon Rosso?
Yeah, yeah.
Hold on a second.
Yeah,
I know a lot of these pitchers, right? I don't know this guy.
Right, I know.
Why is he out there?
Why?
So he goes out there, he gives up a run, and he only got one guy out. Remember, lost two. Cole Irvin?
Yep.
Joe.
He got destroyed.
Not you, Joe DeCamera. Yeah. Joe Girardi. We all know in this city that Cole Irvin stinks.
Yeah, we do know that.
I thought you would know that, too. Like, I thought that was, like, immediately obvious to you because you're a brilliant baseball mind.
Yeah, in the 4 months.
Why'd you put Cole Irvin in?
In the 4 months of the offseason or the 4 months of the shutdown, flip on some tape of the 2019 Phils.
The
tape will show you about Cole Irvin.
Cole Irvin gave up 4 runs and 5 hits, and then it was like, okay, game's over.
Yep.
Forget it.
Yep.
Lost 3. Deolis Guerra.
Yeah.
Deolis Guerra went in there. He walked the first batter, he hit the second batter, and then couldn't find a strike to save his life. He looked lost. Like, his face looked fearful. And Girardi left him in.
Yeah.
And we're all screaming at the TV, like, get this guy out of there.
Totally.
He's going to serve one up. It's going to be a 3-run homer. And he somehow, through the grace of God, and a really bad call by the ump got a guy out, I believe. This is, if my memory serves correctly.
The third batter and the fourth guy hit a home run.
It was a really low, bad pitch that was called a strike. A guy goes gets out. And then Girardi kept him in.
Well,
like you need to be decisive. You need to know what you have to work with. And you need to, just like we at home, know these pitchers aren't good enough. Girardi, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And what about fixing these other guys? What about fixing Rhys Hoskins? What about fixing Vince Velasquez? What about fixing Scott Kingery? Joe Girardi was supposed to do a lot of things. I haven't seen him do any
of them. Look, we'll get into
it. I'm down on Girardi.
No, I can hear you, John. I mean, look, 215-592-9494 for everyone to weigh in. First off, it's a big day. Because at 1-3, you got 2 games, you got an opportunity to get to .500. Obviously, you could split. Or if you get to 1-5, it's real bad. I mean, that's real bad. And 2 games versus the Yankees today isn't a big deal. So, again, 215-592-9494. Now, as it pertains to Girardi, and everyone can weigh in on that as well, and it is early, we acknowledge it is early, but has some of the shine of Girardi come off for you already?
Without a doubt.
Again, at 215-592-9494. And I guess, put another way, did we the collective, overrate him, overvalue him.
It's real easy to look like a great manager when you're managing the Yankees.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, Aaron Boone took over the Yankees, and they win 100 games every year.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
And how have the Yankees fared after Joe Girardi's departure?
That's my point. They've fared great. Look, and did we, and again, 215-592-9494, did we expect too much from him? Now, let me address this. And again, everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494 if we simply expected too much from him. I think the simple answer is John, we, the collective, yes, we, the collective, did. Me, no. Because I was very clear, and I said this, and there were a lot of people that jumped on me, because, you know, people were talking about, oh, Girardi equates to 10 more wins, like in a normal regular season.
Yeah, we were having that discussion.
162
games. Was it three wins? Right. Was it seven wins? Was it 10?
Right, and there were a lot of people saying 10 wins. Hold on a second here. Player, this is professional sports. The players play. If there's any sport where a coach matters most, it is obviously football, where the schematic element, both offensively and defensively, and to a certain extent of how to balance a game and navigate a game, is so much greater than the other three sports. Not that the other three sports coaching doesn't matter. It matters. But in football, it's like light years past the other sports as far as the influence of the coach, the motivation, the whole deal. But really about scheme. And baseball is just not in the category of pro football from that standpoint. So did I overrate Girardi? No, I don't think I did, because I was pretty clear about it back then. Do I think a lot of people did? And we'll see if people are ready to fess up about this at 215-592-9494. Honestly, John, I do. I do think a lot of people overrated Girardi. Now, I mean, let's be clear. If Gabe Kapler had been the manager of the Phillies in the first four games and had gone to, as you pointed out, John, in game one, the Ramon Rosa guy.
Yeah.
In game three, Cole Irvin. And in game four, Guerra. We would have, I swear to God when I say this, thousands of people calling WIP over the span of a week. Thousands of people saying Gabe Kapler is the worst, that his choice of Rosa, Irvin, and Guerra proves that he knows nothing, that he's got to go, that he's in over his head, and that it's a joke that he's the manager of the Phils. Now, I was very clear the last 2 years. I thought people that made those assertions were out of line and out of bounds, because I don't think Gabe had like a ton to work with. Did he make some mistakes? Sure, he made some mistakes. To me, it looked like a 500 club. They finished 2 years in a row, 500. It's what they were, a 500 team. Now, I think there's better talent this year. I'm not ready to jump off board after four games, and I am still thrilled, as equally thrilled, that Girardi's the manager as I was a week and a half ago before the season started. But I will be interested today, 215-592-9494, to see on a topic about the Phillies and specifically the manager. After the last 2 years, John, you know, I know, motion there for Seltzer knows, and millions of Phillies fans know, the number one discussable point that people wanted to talk about with the Phils was the manager the last 2 years. All right, here we are. New year, new manager, 1-3. 215-592-9494 on where you stand on Girardi. I will tell you, John, my personal greatest frustration and disappointment in Girardi has not come up on our show today, and I don't think it's come up on our show yet in the 10 or so days since the season started. No one talks about it. I'll talk about it. My greatest disappointment in Girardi to this point hasn't been his choice of Rosa, Irvin, or Guerra, and I didn't like them. And we know it's early in the season, and the pitchers aren't stretched out, and they don't have a great bullpen. And so Girardi's in a little bit of a tough spot there. My single biggest frustration with Girardi to this point is that he either did not fight or did not win the fight to keep more expensive players on the roster out of summer camp, like Francisco Liriano.
That's huge.
Who could have helped team more than Rosa, Irvin, or Guerra.
I agree.
That's John Middleton. No, I understand
that. But that's the owner telling the GM that he can't keep guys.
Liriano is absolutely
a luxury threshold cut,
breaker,
or whatever
yeah.
you'd call
but
he, it.
But here's the thing.
Messed
like,
up.
I want Girardi, and I expect Girardi to be a big boy of sports. What do I mean by that?
Yeah.
You get Pat Riley wins that fight. You get Bill Belichick wins that fight. Like, okay. I want Girardi to either fight that fight with Middleton or win that fight with Middleton. He either didn't win it or he didn't fight it.
Yeah.
And I would say the biggest error so far with Girardi, look, we'll see where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. The biggest aggravation for me, and again, I'm happy he's a Phils manager. I do think he's an upgrade.
Yeah.
But my biggest disappointment with Girardi is he either didn't fight the fight or didn't win
that
fight.
That's a lofty expectation, man. Like, I appreciate Joe Girardi, his history, his ability to communicate, all that stuff, his mind for baseball. But asking him to change John Middleton's approach to spending or not spending into the luxury threshold, like, that's not his job.
But here's the thing. It's the clearest path to make the Phillies great.
I agree.
He can't make Vince Velasquez something he's not.
I think it's a miracle if he's able to affect that spending.
All right, look, we'll get into it at 215-592-9494. Where do you stand? It's early. We get it. It's early. Four games, about 10 days, whatever it's been. But the shine on Girardi, has it come off a bit for you? Did we collectively overrate him, overvalue him, expect too much?
Yes.
Where do you stand? 215-592-9494. And inbounds or out of bounds for me to say that as a Phillies fan, I expect Girardi to either fight the fight or win the fight with Middleton on a player like Francisco Liriano, who obviously would have helped more than Ramon Rosa, Cole Irvin, or Guerra in those three times they had to go to a player relief pitcher midway through the game. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, where do you stand? Again, big day for the Phillies. We'll get into the Flyers, the Sixers, and the Birds in training camp without Peterson. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.